Ephesians 5:3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Today, many consider purity of life an outmoded concept. It belongs to a repressive, bygone era. We no longer believe in it, sort of like we no longer believe the world is flat. And we no longer need it, like we no longer need a buggy whip. To look back at the old days is amusing, and we do it with a tolerant smile. All that puritanical behavior, all those naive notions, all of that was quaint and amusing, but we certainly move forward beyond those concepts. The old ways, like the old days, are dead and gone. Today we are told there are no absolutes, that everything is relative, and that we should free ourselves from the old standards and shackles. But today's vital Bible verse is indeed vital for today. Here the Bible leaves no doubt as to what God wants for His people. We should completely avoid all immorality and covetousness because we have been set apart for God and His service. Why does the apostle put these two back to back? Why talk in the same breath about these two sins? Simple. Lust is a special problem to the young, and covetousness is the vice of old age. One is a sin especially against ourselves, and the other is a sin against our neighbor. These are two things that should not only be avoided, but are things that should be not once named. Obviously, these are deadly sins. There is a snake in the Southeast Asian countries that is called the two-step snake. If this snake bites you, you are dead by the time you take two steps. There are other snakes in that part of the world that are dangerous, but their bite is not always deadly. Some will make you sick, but they won't kill you. In this passage, the Apostle Paul warns us against even getting into the same neighborhood with either of these two sins. In another passage, the command is to put these two sins to death. He says to mortify them, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. So our instruction is clear. In today's lax society, shot through with the fallacies of relativism, there are absolutes and standards which we are to live by. It is the way to joy and peace, the abundant life of Christ. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.